The Science of Repressed Memory. There have, in fact, been hundreds of scientific publications spanning well over a century documenting how the memory of trauma can be repressed, only to resurface years or decades later. Memory loss has been reported in people who have experienced natural disasters, accidents, war trauma, kidnapping, torture, concentration camps, and physical and sexual abuse. Total memory loss is most common in childhood sexual abuse, with incidents ranging from 19 to 38%. This issue is not particularly controversial. As early as 1980, the DSM-3 recognized the existence of memory loss for traumatic events in the diagnostic criteria for dissociative amnesia. It states, "An inability to recall important personal information, usually of a traumatic or stressful nature, that is too extensive to be explained by normal forgetfulness." Memory loss has been part of the criteria for PTSD since that diagnosis was first introduced. One of the most interesting studies of repressed memory was conducted by Dr. Linda Meyer Williams, which began when she was a graduate student in sociology at the University of Pennsylvania in the early 1970s. Williams interviewed 206 girls between the ages of 10 and 12 who had been admitted to a hospital emergency room following sexual abuse. Their laboratory tests, as well as the interviews with the children and their parents, were kept in the hospital's medical records. 17 years later, Williams was able to track down 136 of the children, now adults, with whom she conducted extensive follow-up interviews. More than a third of the women, 38%, did not recall the abuse that was documented in their medical records, while only 15 women, 12%, said they had never been abused as children. More than two-thirds, 68%, reported other incidents of childhood sexual abuse. Women who were younger at the time of the incident, and those who were molested by someone they knew, were more likely to have forgotten their abuse. This study also examined the reliability of recovered memories. 1 in 10 women, 16% of those who recalled the abuse, reported that they had forgotten it at some time in the past, but later remembered that it had happened. In comparison with the women who had always remembered their molestation, those with a prior period of forgetting were younger at the time of their abuse and were less likely to have received support from their mothers. Williams also determined that the recovered memories were approximately as accurate as those that had never been lost. All the women's memories were accurate for the central facts of the incident, but none of their stories precisely matched every detail documented in their charts.